So that's so many times you see within Asian high fat peanut oil stir fries, they usually have a citrus wedge. Okay, now why grapefruit versus orange? Because orange is acidic, grapefruit's not. You would think the grapefruit would be acidic. It's alkaline producing. But if you buy it in a juice, like Ocean Spray or whatever, you look at it, it's added tangerine or orange, or it's added sugar, and it's added preservatives. You've killed. You have to have the grapefruit, nothing added. No sweetened low, no NutraSweet, nothing. Just you just think of it as it's a better tasting than a pill. And you just eat it for its food value. Okay, another way to help promote intestinal elimination, if you do have some magnesium, because most of us are magnesium deficient. And boy, I tell you, because as a no blood type, most of it, because how many here have eye twitching? You know, like when the eyelid starts to twitch? Magnesium deficiency. Usually when there's a magnesium deficiency, you're craving chocolate too. Usually a chocolate-holic. So I'm really big on acid alkalinity and anti-inflammatory about using calcium. But magnesium now is available in a straight powder form. So many of us, to give you an idea, because you go, well, you get calcium and magnesium in milk, okay, but it's an 8-to-1 ratio, 8 times calcium to 1 part magnesium. And from what I learned in Europe, which is now being taught in America, see, I was very fortunate to live in Hamburg 16 weeks out of the year for 18 years, is they taught a lot of homeopathic nutrition where I was able to learn a lot of this stuff, that you need twice as much magnesium to calcium. Whereas in America for so many years, we were told you need twice as much calcium to magnesium, like 1,200 milligrams of calcium to 600 of magnesium. And so what happens, if you don't have enough magnesium, you don't assimilate the calcium. We're the only country in the world that takes so much calcium, magnesium, yet have the highest amount of osteoporosis and have all these bone spurs. And as part of it's because of our soda consumption, which leaches it out, but most of it's because we don't have enough magnesium. So you need to learn foods that are rich in magnesium. That's one of the reasons raw nuts, that I'm doing my raw almond. But then there is a powdered supplement that this just came out in the year 2003. This was never available before. It's called Natural Calm, because usually when you have magnesium, you go, and you realize, because lack of magnesium is you're more tense. Okay, so that's why you take this right before bedtime. But let me tell you, it's not toxic. That's great. But if you have too much, your pipes are clean the next morning, I guarantee you. And so when they start being cleaned out, then you go, oop, we just pull back on the magnesium. My body has enough. But isn't it great to have a nutrient to use rather than taking something like senna to promote elimination? Okay, the fiber talks, which is we have it in the capsule, works great, but you need to learn what foods can help do it. Okay, so with grapefruit, that's why for the longest time you knew about the grapefruit egg diet. Okay, right? Remember on that? Because they were using lecithin within the egg yolk, which promotes, that's with the fat emulsification. Egg white is the perfect amino acids, okay, for like protein. It's has the highest ratio of a PER protein at 4.0, so that you can assimilate. And then you had your total digestive enzymes with the grapefruit. But see, then it's not all or none. But what I want you to realize is include those eggs and grapefruit into your diet, because it's an alkaline producing. And boy, do O's do well with grapefruit. So we don't need the digestion elimination, but we need in on the other. Okay, back in on some of the other. It's dairy. B blood types do the best with dairy. They get to eat everything, it seems like, in moderation. Except as a B blood type gets older, they start to have less digestion, assimilation of red meat. So then I say, you'll notice as you get older that you don't have steak as late in the evening. You'll do it with your beef earlier in the day. Okay. The thing with B blood types, though, is that in their digestion, if they don't get the milk, it's like they need all three. It's the way. Now you go to O's. Depends, it gets into ethnic heritage then. But O's don't seem to have a problem with dairy. You get over to the A's and AB's, they start to have a problem with dairy. Now think about it. It's an animal protein. Okay, and it seems like the AB's have a harder time with it than the A. So what happens, it seems to produce mucus. All of a sudden there's this phlegm or sinus problems. Okay, does that mean you never get to have milk again? No, it just means you don't do 3 glasses of milk every day and have cheese and macaroni and cheese. And so then it gets into ethnic heritage. This is why the personal profile starts to come play. So I'm going to start bringing in some ethnic heritage. German, anybody who's German or going right next to it, Polish, tend to have a problem with dairy. Not with the phlegm. No, they have dairy and immediately goes to their bosom, their underarm, their jawline, and right underneath the chin. And it is so obvious, because when I was within the fashion industry, Claudia Schiffer was one. I was with Eileen. I was working with the agency Metropolitan, which is who discovered Claudia Schiffer. And it was amazing, because that's why sometimes her bosom would look really full and sometimes it would not look so full. It's like, well, one, they're real. But two, is like she is completely German on both sides. And so she loves frozen yogurt. And it seems like what you're allergic to is what you crave. You love cheese. And Germans seem to love cheese. And if she would partake with just having breakfast with yogurt or milk in her cereal in the morning and have like a wedge of cheese that afternoon and a frozen yogurt that night, the next day she would be at least an inch and a half fuller in the bosom. And if she did it for within a week, she would have a good 8 to 12 inches more on her body everywhere. So how do you know? Now, but then English-Irish has no problem at all with dairy. But what if you're mixed Irish, English, and German? Remember, because we're all Heinz 57. Then you don't know which one takes over till you do trial and error. And so, but then besides just fat, this is why so many models like do lipo along their jawline, because the Germans are the ones who look the best, the longest, because of the way the face is shaped. Yeah, that's a whole nother seminar. But going in is health issues. Afro-Americans have a problem with milk because of the histamines. Joyner, which we all know, the Olympian, and how she suffocated. And she had the autopsy, like had the scratches on her face from trying to breathe. And in her autopsy, she had cheese in her stomach. And isn't it ironic that she was using get milk? It was like she was one of the campaigns on saying it. But then it was like the singer, the black singer, who took a break there for about 6-7 years and didn't sing at all. Lionel Richie, who had all those hits, and I loved it because he went on air and he's now singing and his voice is back because a homeopathic nutritionist told him to get off dairy and his voice came back. Histamines are an issue. So does that mean a person of Afro-American heritage can never have milk? No. You do it 2 days off, 1 day on. Or go every other day, but give the day off so that your body can eliminate. And if you're doing a lymphatic workout like walking or T-tap, your body's lymphatic system and digestive system eliminate what your body doesn't really need. So there's a lot of different, which one, because what if you're German, Afro-American mixture as well as AB blood type? Oh boy, I would really watch the dairy. You see, so it's like you could be of a multitude of different factors there. Going in on ethnic heritage, because there's going to be so many, and it's tough to just kind of get a general. Like as I was saying, in on the English-Irish, skin thins the quickest on anyone of Scottish, English, and Irish. They're the ones that are going to have turkey necks by the time they're 13, the lines across their neck. They're the ones that look really good till about 21, 22, and then the skin starts to age really quick because the skin is thin. So what do they need? Body brushing. They need the alfalfa to help keep the skin thicker. But you'll notice most models that are English or British are out of the industry by the time they're 25, 27. Whereas the Germans and Italians, like the Linda Evangelista, who I think is 35 by now, and Claudia, who's near 30, they can model till they're 38 and look good because their skin is thicker, their facial bones, and going through on there. So there's like a whole area. I can look at English and Irish, and they don't have lips. So obviously you can tell I'm of English and Irish. They have a frecklier type skin. Whereas the German and the Slavic, they'll have a fuller face, which won't have shadows underneath the eyes. They'll be rounder. They'll tend to put, if it's German, it'll be right underneath the chin and the jaw. If it's Dutch, it's more along the jawline, but they'll have shorter necks. And they usually have shorter rib to hip. And so when you're going in, but that's why they're so photogenic, but then that's where you have to understand where you tend to start to gain weight and where it is on the dairy. So here's how you figure out if dairy is one of your sensitive issues or not. Just abstain for it. Measure everywhere and then go 7 to 10 days with absolutely no dairy. Nothing. No yogurt, no butter, no milk. you know, and then measure again and see. And if you lose more than a quarter of an inch to 3/8 inches everywhere, which totals up to like 10 inches, 8 to 10 inches, then you're very sensitive. If you're only like where you lost 4 inches, then you're okay. See, so you can find out. And even Denise Hentz, who's on the website where she has the pants that she's holding out, and she had listened to my seminar for so long and hearing on it, and she knew not to eat Velveeta because it wasn't really cheese. But she finally decided, okay, I'm French but two sides German. She lost in 1 week 12 inches. What was amazing was a little college girl, as I was at Cooper Aerobic Institute, was in the crowd and was almost like I planted her there, because she had gone to the local health food store and bought another alfalfa product and gained 10 pounds within 1 week. Isn't it amazing? And then when she went off of it, she promptly lost it within 5 days. She also did the dairy and lost 14 inches. She wasn't really a big girl. It was just like in all the areas you don't want. 14 inches within 10 days. She was such a believer in personal profile, and good for her, she learned it at age of like 20, 21, and she was in on the crowd. I mean, so it's like, it really, because where the dairy, remember, is upper arm, along the jaw, measure the bosom, measure the upper thigh, and across the abdomen. That's gonna give you the indicators the most. Stay away from stimulants. Or do it now, see, but if you're an A or an AB and you can drink coffee and grout, you can build up caffeine tolerance, okay? But one thing, because you, in addition to that, or you could have an O blood type, B blood type on a parent line. But what I want you to realize, if you are doing a stimulant, meaning like if you're an A or an AB and you're a smoker, or you drink lots of coffee, or you eat lots of sugar, don't stop cold turkey. It's the worst thing you can do. If you're an A or an AB, don't do anything cold turkey. You will have the worst headache of your life. You never do any changes quick. Those who are able to cut the most quick changes, O's. That's why O's can gain weight the fastest, lose it the quickest, gain the muscle the quickest, and lose it the quickest. It's our lymphatic system, and the O's and the B's are sluggish, and the O's are the worst. A's and AB's have a great lymphatic system. That's why they don't have cellulite. And the worst cellulite are the O's and the B's, because lymphatic function is the primary principle of cellulite, in my opinion. It adds into other, but I've seen enough people that were diet, you can have absolute no fat or very low fat on the body and have cellulite. You really, really do well and the best with chicken and fish. Fish first, then chicken. Anti-inflammatory foods. B blood types do great with salmon. Everyone does great with salmon if you're female because of the omega-3. You have to start thinking. And when you have to start thinking about the hormones, one of the best products I've found is Udo's oil. Udo's Choice Oil, U-D-O apostrophe S. You find it in the health food store. How I discovered Udo's Choice Oil was while I was all wired up at a Cooper Aerobic Institute in the year 2000, while I was substantiating that the 40-minute workout was highly aerobic. And as I was all wired up, going and breathing through my little oxygen pipe, there were all these stations and they were studying Udo's oil. So it's under clinical study for a 5-year study, which won't come out until the year 2005. And I'm like, well, if Cooper Aerobic Institute is looking into Udo's oil, I know this must be pretty darn good. And so I checked out, and he's a naturopath physician in Canada who came up where you have double the omega-3 to 6, because most of us are dominant in omega-6, all blood types. And in personal profile, you need to keep those omegas in check. And the best way to do it, I mean, I know it's in a refrigerator. I haven't found anything yet to put it in a magic pill or a powder, but you have to go to the refrigerator section of the health food store and you'll find it on it. Now, add to the Udo's Choice Oil that is like, it's a blend. So you've got the omega-3, the omega-6, the primrose, the flaxseed. Is A's and AB's do fantastic to take flax seeds, grind them, and put them straight, because it's so bioavailable for them. That doesn't mean B's and O's don't take it. They still need to take it. It's just that they also need the Udo's Choice Oil. But to get the fiber and the actual grind them fresh is a great way with flax seeds. Oatmeal, A's and AB's, fine, it's fantastic, it's a grain. You want to gain weight with it, take it right before bedtime. You know, sometimes there's people who need to know how to gain weight equally everywhere, as then you'll do. Popcorn, it's a grain. So O's and B's, you want to fatten up, you eat popcorn every day because it's just popped up corn. Doesn't mean you can't have it, but you don't want to do it right before bed. Here's the biggie about carbs before bed. A's and AB's do the best with carbs. They can do the pastas. It's better to do whole grain pastas and the marinara. It's better to do the marinara not mixed with meat at the same time. So it's better to do like a cream sauce, an Alfredo, or marinara. Okay, and then on the O's and B's with pasta, B's do better with pasta. O's do the worst with pasta because of our sensitivity. So I'm like, forget the whole grain. Give me the good old white flour stuff, or better yet, spelt. Spelt is the grain that even if you're sensitive to wheat, it's the hard grain wheat where you won't gain. So there's a product called Spelt Flakes by Arrowhead Mills cereal that works for all blood types, great, but finally a cereal us poor O's can eat without fattening up because of it being spelt. But the spelt pastas, the spelt pancake mixes, all of this, it tastes like regular flour. You cannot tell the difference. And you can find it in your regular grocery store. And what I really like, if you've ever had like wheat kernels, wheat berries, they're wonderful. But a lot of people tend to gain weight with wheat or have a problem. Spelt berries taste exactly the same, but no sensitivity. So you're able to do it. Or get into the manna breads, which are sprouted wheat kernels. And it's unleavened bread, so it kind of looks like a cow pie and it's heavy. But when everybody else is having Krispy Kreme donuts and pastry cart coming by, you can have sprouted wheat grain bread, this manna bread, and it's apple spice and carrot raisin, and it really tastes just like a pastry. But when it's sprouted grain, guess what? It becomes a vegetable. Woohoo! O's and B's, we can have bread. It's sprouted grains, and it really is good. But it's not the kind of bread you make a sandwich with. It's more like a slice of bread that is a pastry or like a slice of cake without it. Going in on other blood type issues is where you need to think about, in addition to hormone balance, your own human growth hormone production. So many times as we start to get older, we start to put abdominal fat right through here. You always hear these studies that calcium helps weight loss. And so they tell you that you need to increase milk consumption. Well, I'm like, if you're going to take milk, you need to get it hormone-free. I drink hormone-free milk by Organic Valley. You can find it in the health food store, and I usually go with the 2%. I don't like the fat-free, but they have it in fat-free, 2%, and whole. But I'm not a high milk consumer, and I know it's pasteurized, so it's got that 8-to-1 ratio. So you need to supplement calcium before bedtime. Yes, do your nut sources. But I really believe if you start to get over the age of 35, 40, and you're wanting to optimize your own human growth hormone, you don't need to pay $160 an ounce to get human growth hormone supplements, like some of the celebrities do. If you take calcium before bedtime, you produce 50% of your human growth hormone naturally in the first 4 hours of sleep if you take before bed. But here's the clincher. If you take carbs before you go to bed, you inactivate it. That's why you don't eat carbs right before bed. So if you're going to have, and let's face it, I've had my bowl of popcorn right before bed because it just, I crave it and I'm going to go with the craving. I needed it. It's brain food. Corn is brain food. Okay? So, or I've even had the big bowl or two packs of M&Ms, or at least they're peanut M&Ms, so I keep it more glycemic because there's a nut to go with the chocolate and the sugar at the same time. I'm getting protein, fat, and carbs. See, you start to think, you know. But people who eat with carbs right before bed do have to struggle with weight gain, and they also start to age quicker. So what I like before bedtime is I've always talked about Nerve and Osteo Support by Country Life. You can find it at any health food store. And the reason I liked it, it was chelated, and it had double the magnesium to calcium. But they were big horse pills. And the crazy thing is after you took three before bedtime, within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you were not craving chocolate. It was fantastic. And then if you keep continuing, you even stop craving sweets. Well, then the product that I found on the market, the same people that make the Natural Calm, make a product called CalMag Plus. Boy, are we starting to see all of the imitation powdered calcium supplements on TV. There's about 4 different infomercials about it. I haven't been able to analyze all of them. All you have to do is when you look at it, make sure it's double the magnesium to calcium. And then I'm like, okay, fine, they're good to take calcium right before bedtime.